Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Nigerians will soon begin casting their ballots in presidential and parliamentary elections that were postponed last Saturday with only a few hours' notice. The main candidates are President Muhammadu Buhari and a former vice president, Atiku Abubakar. Fergal Keane reports.
This is the biggest election in African history, with 84 million registered voters spread across the continent's most populous nation. Logistical difficulties that caused the postponement of the polls now seem to have been overcome, with the National Election Commission assuring voters across the country they would be able to vote. There are still problems, not least in the northeast, where nearly 2 million people are displaced and the Boko Haram group and its offshoot, Islamic State West Africa, have threatened to attack voters. President Muhammadu Buhari has said the police will deal firmly with anybody trying to disrupt the poll.
The Venezuelan has shut part of the border with Colombia, complaining of serious threats against its sovereignty. The closure was announced as President Nicolas Maduro's opponents made final preparations to move aid, much of it from the United States, across the frontier. From Caracas, here's Katie Watson.
This is the day Venezuela's opposition has been waiting for, a day that will test the loyalty of the country's armed forces towards Nicolas Maduro and determine his future. Lorries laden with aid are expected to set off from both Colombia and Brazil and attempt to cross the border. Throughout Venezuela, people will gather at military barracks to ask soldiers for their help in the aid effort. Until now, senior officers have remained loyal to Mr. Maduro, but with pressure being heaped on them to help the Venezuelan people, will they listen to their leader or change sides, support Juan Guaido, and open the borders?
The British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing open divisions within her cabinet over Brexit, with the deadline for withdrawal from the EU just over a month away. Three senior ministers have defied government policy to warn that Brexit should be delayed if Parliament fails to approve a deal within days. Here's Nick Eardley.
It is no secret Amber Rudd, David Gawk and Greg Clark have significant concerns about the prospect of there being no deal. But their latest intervention is significant. The government has yet to confirm whether a new deal will even be put to MPs next week, but this intervention adds to the pressure on the Prime Minister to get assurances from Brussels imminently. It is also a warning to Tory Brexiteers that if they do not back a tweaked version of the Prime Minister's deal, Brexit will be delayed. And it will be their fault.
That's the latest world news from the BBC.